During an interview with China Central Television, Reuters UK bureau chief Guy Falconbridge said he was impressed by President Xi's answers.
And I thought the answers were actually very clear and also very interesting. They weren't, as we would say in English, bureaucratic. They were quite clear and to the point. I thought it was very interesting the way in which he spoke of the relationship with the United Kingdom. I thought the words were very strong in that sense. They were very clear and to the point. I also thought it was very interesting the way in which he described the Chinese economy, that he admitted that there were problems, but that they were that the Chinese government and the Chinese authorities were trying to deal with that, with those problems. And I thought that was a very clear...
During the interview, President Xi, a football fan, talked excitedly about his impending trip to Manchester, where he'll go to tour Man City's football headquarters. Falconbridge said he likes the topics of China-UK relationship and football most among all the questions posed by the agency. On the subject of economy, investment counselor James Stewart said he's been impressed with the responsibility shown by President Xi in promoting the growth of the Chinese economy.
I think the image I have is an individual who is more than capable of developing and to some extent embracing China's position as the second and ultimately the largest economy in the world. This is a huge responsibility.
During the interview, President Xi said the slowdown of the Chinese economy is a concern, but steps are being taken to address the issue. Stewart also added that he expected renminbi trading to continually grow in line with export and import growth between China and UK. Discussing issues of education, Ralph Luckett, the UK Regional Director of BE Education, specializing in helping Chinese students gain entry to reputable universities in the UK, praised Xi's character and vision for the issue.
He's clearly a man. He's got a very, very strong sense of purpose. He clearly does have a little bit of humour in there. And I think that the fact that he's willing to consider football and things like that as an essential part of life and education makes him a very, very good man, in my opinion. And we see that as a crucial part of developing the student because, you know, in sports you learn how to, I suppose, pick yourself up when you get knocked down. It teaches you leadership. It teaches you team spirit and teamwork and things like that. So I think it's fantastic to see that that's being encouraged in Chinese schools as well.
For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.